Right now it is time for Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets. Jim joins us every Tuesday morning. Jim is an independent voice on Wall Street, the economy, politics, sports, bringing over 40 years of experience to those subjects and more. Good morning there, Mr. Lynch. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Marshall. I'm terrific. After hearing that forecast, I feel very comfortable sitting here looking out the window.
that's exactly right. That's the nice thing to do on a day like today. But
Oh, God, yes.
Well,
indeed it is.
Yeah. So now we've got just several things that you have got possibly on the agenda for us to talk today. And it's funny, first thing that you mentioned, Anthony Scaramucci, and he's been, of course, on the networks this week, basically telling the Democrats to hold off on sending the impeachment charges to the Senate, allowing time for other information to come in. But I don't think that's going to happen simply because so many senators are running for president on the Democratic side. That's the real problem with that.
Well, one, I agree with Scaramucci's approach. And the key here is I do not know, nor have I looked up, if there is a time limit on once impeachment happens in the House, when it's got to be passed to the Senate. I have a feeling there isn't a time limit. But assuming there is not, it's a great strategy in this sense. The Supreme Court has decided they're going to rule on whether Trump has to disclose his taxes or not. The way the court is scheduled, they would, if they're going to opine on it, they'll do it in the June period. Doesn't mean they can't do it sooner. But the deal is this: if you can put this thing off and kind of make people nervous, like Bolton and others who would like to say, because they're guilty of sin having participated in this thing, then you'll have additional people coming forward. Additional evidence coming forward. We also have this fellow from Giuliani's pal from, I can't think of his name right now, but his bail was raised to $1 million. He's a Russian, Polish, whatever he is, but he's a thief. And he's going to spill the beans to the Southern District. So you got a lot coming up here that will materialize after this vote tomorrow. And I think it prudent not to hand it over to the Senate quickly and look for more stuff to come in. Like, you know, when the tide goes out, the dead bodies appear. And I'm looking for that kind of scenario. And I'm also looking for possibly the Supreme Court deciding our decision on this guy's taxes is very, very important to the next election. Very, very important to what's going to go on in the Senate. And therefore, if we can provide information, yes, you can see his returns, or no, you can't. So it's very, very interesting. The chess game or checker game begins. And in light of the importance, incredible importance, no matter what side you're on, it's an incredibly important time. Country, we really need to do due diligence and take our time and not rush this thing. We don't need, for instance, more Mitch McConnell. Well, we're going to work with the White House counsel. What kind of stupidity is that? You basically head a jury of senators and you're going to come. Now, I think it's misconstrued. I think he's trying to say, well, we're going to set it up detail-wise. I hope this is what he means. So, you know, everybody's lined up on how we're going to proceed. But if he truly means he's going to work with the White House counsel, and he's already said previously that, well, we won't be impeaching him. You know, it's like that's a foul ball. We'll throw the Senate out if that's the way they're going to proceed here.
You know, what you're talking about, I'm looking at a news story that came through early this morning. And it's off of Axios. A group of top Republican election strategists announced a project to defeat President Trump and those who support his ideology in the 2020 elections. The people that announced this, of course, George Conway, a Republican lawyer and husband to you-know-who. Steve Schmidt, who was John McCain's chief strategist in 2008. John Weaver, the strategist for John Kasich in 2016 and McCain in 2008. And Rick Wilson, who is a Republican political strategist, who was a leading figure, really, in setting up the Never Trump movement. What they're trying to do is to get together with independents and Republicans and make sure that Donald Trump cannot win via the Electoral College. What they go on to say is the following. Donald Trump has neither the moral compass nor the temperament to serve. His vision is limited to what immediately faces him. The problems and risks he chronically brings upon himself and for others, from countless contractors and companies to the American people, ultimately bear the heaviest burden. So, I mean, that's just the opening statement that they made. And it's a strategic plan, like I said, to go in to Republican and Republican-leaning districts throughout the country and try to sway people to vote for either an independent candidate or not vote or even vote Democratic. And like I said, you've got some George Conway, we all know, but Schmidt, Weaver, and Wilson all have experience. So it's going to be very interesting to see, because when you look at all the polls, 94% of the Republicans back the president. So it's they've got their work cut out in front of them.
That's a good way to put it. Also off Axios, and this is what Marshall, I think, is alluding to. Most recent Wall Street Journal NBC News poll, 91% self-identified Republicans are say they approve of Trump, and 6% of Democrats approve.
It's that the big, it's the 85
point gap is 20 points wider than the gap seen in
any time.
Yep.
Any time in history.
That's wonderful news. Wonderful news. Those are fantastic people to be doing this. Also, recently, the first ad was put out by a Republican conservative group that is challenging the Trump possibility of be president again. They've got an ad out that shows, I guess, Giuliani, Barr, I can't remember the names, but the four hitters that are all for Trump with tape around their mouths. They're not going to be talking, you know. The deal is, the real deal is, this is a conservative Republican group that is quite concerned, as well they should be, in terms of this fiasco going on here. I mean, you have Rudy Giuliani still going to Ukraine trying to dig up dirt. I mean, how insulting is that? But, of course, Mr. Giuliani is really painting a trail for the Southern District. I expect any day now he'll probably be indicted, as well he should. He's obstructing the normal process of this country. And anyhow, this is good news that people are really working on this, and I think we should all work in whatever way we can. I want to quickly go to something about the 91% of the people, the Republicans for Trump. It just hit yesterday. After 50 years, 5-0, the people who regulate pork production are lowering the regulations so that you will become more vulnerable eating pork, because the people who regulate it have been told to stand down and not regulate it as significantly as they've done in the last 50 years. To put it in context, as an individual who doesn't know much about the process, basically, the hog is slaughtered, and there's a line, a time, from when the hog is slaughtered and it goes to be processed. And it's done relatively quickly, for obvious reasons. They're basically saying they're not going to put a timeline on that. So the carcass can be there, subject to God knows whatever, and subject to we getting a big problem health-wise. Also, the Trump group is going to do the same thing with beef. So if you're going to be voting for somebody who's setting things up that might kill you, God bless you. But that is what's going on, along with what we're constantly seeing in terms of water regulations, you know, the tap water and so forth, not being conscientiously monitored so that people don't get sick. And let's not get into the climate change, where we basically run away from the rest of the world and have said, okay, fine, we don't care. We're end of time people. You know, oh, it can't come any sooner than later. This administration is doing things that will make you sick or kill you. Now, unless you're that multimillionaire who's made all this kind of money in the stock market, you can do whatever you do with your money. The common person is going to be hit by this. So wake up.
It's, you know, when you talk about, I was just having this discussion yesterday about climate change and what's happening worldwide. All these small countries are now starting to balk at these climate change agreements. And they're doing that for one very good reason, because they have a friend in the United States of America who pulled out of the climate change agreement. And so a lot of these small countries who say that, hey, we're not responsible for this, it's all you big countries, they want to pull out and change things. That's the chain reaction that you're going to get when you have one of the leading industrial countries in the world who was committed to climate change then back off all those regulations.
That comes back to the point we've made in various ways on this show about our retreating from leading the world. Now, in this instance, climate change, but we've backed off from leading it on a national security basis, on a taking care of people who are fighting dictatorship. And it's hard to believe that since the Second World War, we were so significant in the progress, peace-wise, economically, militarily, in every way, that we have led the world. And people who want to vote for someone who's taking this backwards, God love them, you know. Well, you know, 10 years from now, you'll be crying in your pillow.
Even if we haven't led the world, one thing that America always has been, it's been a crutch that somebody can lean on. And we're no longer that crutch. And you have what's going on in England as well. I mean, and you have some monumentous changes in the world. And and for the people who don't agree with me, I understand. I don't understand your point of view, but I agree with your right to have that point of view. But when you take a look at what is going on in the past 3 years in this country, and you can put across the rest of the world as well, is that if people want to get back to what they consider the norm, all I'll go back to is that one Alcoholics Anonymous meeting I attended with a friend, where the person giving the speech said, what you folks have to remember is, it took you a long while to walk into the center of this forest, and it's going to take you as long, if not longer, to find yourself out of this forest. So,
Did you not find it striking that despite all of the press and this UK, you know, the whole Brexit and the pro-Remain and the protests and the this and the that, did you not find it striking that the heart of the country during that entire time just absolutely turned around and said, you know what, guys, thanks, but just right now we're going to go with this other group? It's totally temporary. It's totally temporary.
It's transitional. I won't call it temporary.
Oh, fine.
It's transitional.
It is transitional.
Because transitional it's transitional. It's going to, everything's going to waver back and forth for quite a while. But that still takes back what people always said, that the United States, if it ever cut back and came to within itself, it is a big disruption in the world. As I hate to bring a Skywalker a Star Wars folks, and it's a big disturbance in the Force for you folks that don't understand anything else. It is a huge disturbance in the Force, and
disturbances in the Force have, let's just say, a ripple that goes all through effects, the universe,
yeah.
And that the issue is, and of course, this will never happen, but the issue is that both sides are, you know, are not offered the other side's point of view in a way that they could find some, excuse this word, commonality, but rather it's, nope, you know, absolutely not. That's, so you end up with 91%. Again, 91% approve, 6% approve. How is that helpful? And it's exactly flipped on the other side.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to go any further, but I just wish the Republicans that are speaking out about what's going on are all former Republicans, basically, or else they're not in currently serving. Now, you know, he's a very nice guy, I guess, Jeff Flake. A former Republican senator is urging Republicans not to back down, and this is a great quote, but it's a great quote that goes nowhere because he has no power to enforce it. Trust me when I say that you can go elsewhere for a job, but you cannot go elsewhere for a soul. That's a comment he made to Republican representatives sitting in the Senate. Unfortunately, that's not coming from Mitch McConnell. It's coming from a former senator.
Well, it's well said. I concur with what you've said. He doesn't have the power, but at least he is speaking out. But I go to, I'm very disappointed, but maybe I'll be elated, when and if the senator from Utah, Mitch Romney, steps up to the plate and says, okay, game over. You're wrong. You got to leave, and I'm going to vote against you. And somebody of some stature has got to come out. And I tell you, I don't know how many of these Republican people, senators particularly, can go home and look at their wives and their children and their friends and so forth and realize what has happened here, the havoc, destruction, and they're saying nothing about it.
I can tell you why they can do it.
They took an oath. Maybe oaths don't mean anything.
They don't.
But it used to be symbolic in terms of Congress and so forth.
I can tell you one reason why these Republican senators aren't doing anything, because they have 6-year terms and not all of them are up for election. And you know what? It's the same all around. You know, what I like is the small person in politics who decides to do something out of their true belief, and it goes back to, I have no problem with the newly elected guy in New Jersey wanting to switch parties. I don't have a problem with that. If he's not going to adhere to the Democratic line, then he should switch parties. But what I really liked to see is his entire staff, because they were hired and elected under one thing, his entire staff resigned. Yeah. Now, that's
their prerogative.
That is their prerogative, and that is, and I think because they disagreed, they all gave up very decent jobs to resign from that. That's what people have to do, and that has to transfer over to the House, and that has to transfer over to the Senate, and who knows if it'll ever swing back that way again. But there's so much money in politics now, and it's
not for the people. It's got nothing to do with public service.
It has nothing to do with being a public servant. There's only one person out there who really is not tied to anybody money-wise.
That's your guy.
And that's Bernie Sanders, whether you like him or not. And everybody I spoke to, whether they like him or not, they understand that. This guy is not tied in particular to anything.
But then you've got a party that will just...
But it's not only the party. It's the Democrats and the Republicans. Sooner or later, more people like Bernie Sanders have to be elected in each party, which means you're going to get elected and you're going to stay in office with people power. And that is raising money from individuals, not corporations, and doing things
but
for people.
But that's an independent. He was an independent for years,
years.
And for the sake of running, because there's no room, there's this new word, lane. There's this no lane for independence, at least historically, in this two-party system. He ran as a Democrat.
All right, Jim, we've left you a minute and 45 seconds here. Sorry.
Wait a minute. Let me grab 3 seconds. I agree with what we need, and Sanders does, to a large degree, represent that. But I also want to point out to you that Mike Bloomberg is at 5% all of a sudden in the polls. And he also is a very independent person, who, in my opinion, has some very good ideas on fairness and how to get a country together. I think, let's just end with, please, please, please read your Constitution. Please read up on your candidates. Please prepare to vote. Please go to coffee with people and talk about it. Get it out in the air that you want fairness. Talk about pork and what it might hurt, help, or whatever, these regulations. I mean, that we've lost, you know, the impeachment is very important, but all of this is, we've really lost the content that Trump has really just basically screwed everything up in common life.
Well, he's
common life.
Yes, but that's what he said he was going to do when he went into office. So he didn't lie.
Well, he can do it somewhere else. Try Mars. Anyhow, enjoy the weather. Be very, very safe up there, and we'll talk to you next week.
Take care, Jim.
Right, bye-bye.
Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets here on Robin Hood Radio.